Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
For over 20 years, the promise to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to restoring decades-old abandoned sites. We're proud to serve our neighbors and remain committed to our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301 or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
Your DuPont Pioneer team doesn't take with you from the word go lightly. Whether you're up against tough conditions or overwhelmed with spraying plans, or you need a pot of coffee because you're up at 4 a.m., we're there. And when it comes to selecting high-performing Pioneer brand sorghum products that work best in all your fields, we're there, too. So talk to your local Pioneer sales professional to get the most yield potential out of your sorghum acres. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Well, hog futures settled significantly lower yesterday with triple-digit losses suffered by summer contracts. The cattle complex closed on a mixed basis with nearby issues losing ground to their deferred counterparts. Now, cattle buyers limited early week efforts to the collection of new show lists yesterday. Generally speaking, the initial April offering looks larger than last week, with only Colorado yards showing a few more ready steers and heifers. According to the closing report, the national hog base is $1.09 lower. Corn futures down 3 to 4 cents, or were up 3 to 4 cents, supported by follow-through buying tied to February's bullish reversal and smaller-than-expected planting intentions. Now, the live cattle futures settled with uneven prices yesterday. April and June seemed to attract the most selling interest, thanks to bear spreading interest, long liquidation, and signs of struggling beef demand. And at the conclusion of a choppy session, feeder futures closed with mixed prices ranging from 50 cents higher to about 90 cents lower. Front-end issues lost ground to the far deferred herds on an estimated run of 6,500 head. Now, on the grains, well, aftershocks from Friday's USDA planting report rippled through Monday's markets, with soybeans lower again and settling at 5.5-month lows, while corn finished higher and again helped USDA's forecast that farmers will plant fewer acres of that crop this year. The wheat futures were mixed, with soft red winter a little higher, the hard red winter and spring wheat lower. The hard red winter faced pressure from widespread rain in the plains the past few days, and forecasts are for more this week. Wall Street was lower when the crops closed, while the dollar was higher. Crude oil was down about 30 cents yesterday a barrel, and gold was up $3.40 an ounce. Now, on the wheat futures, soft red winter wheat closed a little bit higher, while hard red winter and spring were lower. Widespread rain in the plains weighed on the hard red winter, as farmers there said the moisture should nourish the crop well into spring. Forecast put more rain in the central plains this week, and the 6 to 10 day forecast also wet for that area. We'll check your futures after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, April live cattle down 52 yesterday at 119.42. The June was down 17, 110.70. April feeder cattle down 87, 133.07. And the May was down 90 at 131.80. April hogs down 87, 64.80. And the May was down 45, 69.40. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. May was down 1.5 at 419. July down 1.5 at 432.25. Chicago wheat May was up 1.25 at 427.75. July was up 1.25 at 440.25. May corn up 3.5, 367.75. July was up 3.5 at 375.25. May soybeans down 7.75 at 938.25. And July was down 7.75 at 949.25. May cotton down 7, 75.40. And July down 4, 77.08. May crude oil up 22, 50.46. June's up 24, 50.95. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.